This is TNC Movie Nights. We are back talking sequels. Today, it's going to be the flip side, though. We're going to talk about things that maybe were deserved or were called for. Sequels, reboots, remakes. Anything that was justified and that did well. This week, also, we want to mention is a little bit different with the Mortal Kombat review that happened this week. We wanted to get that out as soon as possible so you guys didn't have to wait a full week to see it. So we kind of flip-flopped them. Or we're going to do the review first, and then this will be the second half. But we'll be back to normal next week. But yeah, sequels today. Brandon, where do you want to start?
All right. It's honestly tough. And, you know, the reason we're doing this episode today is because we were both pleasantly surprised with our Mortal Kombat review, as hopefully you did watch by now, and now you're coming here to check it out. But for me, I'll start it off really easy because this is something we want to try to stay away from in the whole topic of today, but superhero movies. Some of the best sequels, I think, you know, Alex and I can both agree, we both think probably Dark Knight is better than Batman Begins. Not that Batman Begins is a bad movie, but Dark Knight is just knocks it out of the park. Perfect, fantastic movie. And some other sequels as well. Spider-Man 2, I think, is arguably better than any of the other Spider-Man movies in the original series of Sam Raimi. So, and then I know I'm in the minority here, but Revenge of the Sith, Star Wars, the third movie of the 9 saga, I think is the best one. And people out there will argue, because to me, if we don't say that one, I think Empire Strikes Back, which is the 5th movie, which is the second one ever come out, that one I think is possibly the best one.
Absolutely.
Another really good one to kind of throw in there. Go ahead.
I was gonna say sprinkle in Age of Ultron, which I think is criminally underrated. I think it's one of the best Avengers movies, and you know, the first was amazing, third and fourth are amazing, but Ultron, man, beautiful sequel.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of different superhero movies out there, and this is kind of where I want to leave it for superheroes if possible today. We'll talk about maybe like reboots again, because we're going to talk about sequels, reboots, remakes. So we'll talk about it in a little bit, I'm sure, again. But a movie I really wanted to bring up today, because I love these two, but I think I like the second one more, and that's 22nd Jump Street. The sequel of a movie, honestly, didn't need to be made, but I'm glad it was, and it was shockingly so good.
It was so self-aware, man. Oh, 21 yes. Jump Street was great, and it was a surprise, and then 22 Jump Street came out, and they were like, just do the same thing as the first time. Like, they literally had that bit going throughout. I love it.
Yeah, and there's a lot of really good things that do happen with it. And again, just staying in the kind of the realm of sequels, we actually talked about it yesterday. I don't know if it was live on the show or if this is something we kind of just discussed prior to the show. Hunger Games: Catching Fire. I was talking with it to someone, maybe it wasn't you, but Hunger Games: Catching Fire, I love that second movie of the Hunger Games franchise. First one is fantastic, but the second one is, I think, a little bit better, personally.
Totally fair. You also have the classics, like, everyone loves Godfather 2. Some people say it's even better than the original, and the original is some people's favorite movie. So, I mean, the Godfather 2 is fantastic. Especially love the young Vito scenes. But another brilliant piece of cinema. Mamma Mia, here we go again.
I feel like that was a joke, but...
The impact it had on the cinema history was, but I actually saw it and it was delightful. Oh, man. I also think Indiana Jones was another one. A lot of these series-based movies or franchises have really good sequels, like the Rocky movies we talked about in our Bad Sequels episode. You know, Rocky 2 is my favorite, and a lot of people think it's better than the first. I happen to be one of those people. Indiana Jones is a great example. I didn't like Temple of Doom, but I know a lot of people that was a big one. But I also really like Last Crusade, so I'm kind of weird there. It's another one. Basically any like major franchise that has at least 3 movies in it, you know, they usually got to that third one because the second one was pretty good. Third one might have been, but if there's 3 or more, you know, there's another one in there. Like Harry Potter, no one's favorite is the first one. I mean, sorry if that's you. No shade.
Goblet of Fire, but baby.
Yeah, that's usually the go-to, is Goblet of Fire.
So much fun.
But I like Order of the Phoenix, too. I'm weird.
Or the Phoenix is good.
Half-Blood Prince is really good, too.
Yeah, no, I understand, but that's definitely, I feel like, a lower opinion. I haven't heard a whole lot of people say Order of the Phoenix for theirs, but I can appreciate it.
I think Half-Blood Prince might beat that one a little bit now that I think about it. That was a really good one, too.
Dude, I gotta go back and watch Harry Potter. All the movies. I go back every year, watch all the Star Wars movies. I watch all the Lord of the Rings movies. I gotta do it for Harry Potter.
Yeah, if only J.K. Rowling didn't suck. Oh, Hellboy 2. That's another one. I'm scrolling through a list right now. That's why I'm looking off screen a lot. I don't want to go back to the comic book world, but Hellboy doesn't feel like too much of a, you know, it's not really a superhero. It's not Marvel or anything. That was a good one. Kung Fu Panda.
I love Kung Fu Panda. Yep.
The third one was not great. The second one was pretty solid. It's really like, I don't want to turn this into just us listing great sequels, but you know, we bash movies a lot, mostly deservedly so. And sequels are such a touchy sort of thing because so many of them suck so bad. But the list of successful sequels and justified sequels and sequels that we wanted and needed, it's so long. I mean, there are so many movies out there that have been continuations of stories that have paved their own way to being some of the, you know, greatest movies ever made.
Alex, what makes a sequel work? What makes a sequel work, and what makes the franchise and a series work that decides, hey, we are going to do three movies? You know, for example, I mean, I know most people knew that Lord of the Rings was going to be more than one movie, but, you know, if it flopped, if it didn't work, the second one, they would have never done more, possibly. And, of course, Star Wars, we've seen it work. But what truly makes a good sequel, in your opinion, and how is it all created properly? I know it's something we've kind of talked about here and there on the show.
For me, as the creator of it, as the writer, the editing team, the director, you have to understand that, yes, you are continuing a story. You are going off of something that already exists, but you need to make your piece its own piece. That's the big thing for me, is you can't just ride on the coattails of the movie before you or try to set up the movie that comes after you. You have to be in the moment. You have to create a great story that can stand by itself. I think some of the best sequels are movies that it helps to see the first one. It's necessary if you want to get the whole story, but it's not mandatory to appreciate the singular movie. You know, if you look at the movies on our list here, right, like we were just talking about, you know, how great The Godfather 2 is, right? You should really see the first one so you get the story. But if you watch it by itself, even if you don't get all of the flashbacks and all of the story beforehand, it's still great. It's still its own story. Kung Fu Panda 2, another great one. Another great example. It helps to see the first. If you want the whole story, you see the first. But you can stay in your lane and you can be, hey, I'm my own thing that I can appreciate. That for me is a big thing. How about you?
Yeah, no, I think that's a great way that it's been put, because, you know, something we've talked about, something that really kind of gets messy is usually that second movie where it's just all set up, all this build up for what's going to happen in the third movie. And again, we're going to talk about a lot of superhero stuff because Marvel has just really killed it over the last 15 years, I want to say now. It's close to 15. It's like 2008, I think it was the first one, 2007. But they've done so well that every single movie almost could be completely taken out. You could completely get rid of the entire Marvel universe, but that movie by itself is still really good, even if though it's the second, third, fourth movie of a franchise or series, and it's still, there's consequences, there's weight to it, there's excitement, there's scary things, you know, there's, you know, payoffs, all that kind of stuff, without it just having to be build up for just that second movie that really kind of just falls flat because of the build up. And it is really nice to kind of see stuff like that. I mean, to kind of move away from just superhero movies, but one of the more recent things I've really liked is just the war for the Planet of the Apes. Just all the Planet of the Apes movies, I personally really think they're all very good. They're all very good in their own separate movies, and there are really big consequences in some of those films. So I think that's one of the better ones I can kind of bring up that I can think of. And no, I really do like all the points you made. It really just has to be its own movie, but it continues a story, but still feels like it's a good movie.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with having critical information that you need from the first one, because, I mean, the whole point of the sequel is to continue the story. So that's not to say that if there is information that is absolutely necessary to know beforehand, you know, that can still be a great sequel. You don't have to just push everything away and be like, no, I'm not related to you, talking about the original movie. That can still carry over. But you still need to be able to sit and just watch that one and not feel like, what the hell is going on here? Or not feel like that's a section of a story. You know, it's either the end of the first movie or it's the beginning of the third movie. It needs to feel like that was the second movie. Do you remember when this happened and it caused this and it resolved in this way? That happened in this whole movie. You know, it can't just be up, 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 or just down, 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 down. You have to have the whole story arc there.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And that's what some, I think, franchises have gotten better with, and we've also seen some get worse, is when they know they're going to be making a lot of movies, the first one can't just be like, here's all these characters, take in all this information. And then the second movie just can't be like, build up, build up, build up, here's this crazy thing going to happen in the third movie. They need to be like, the difference between the first and the second movie, realistically, needs to be that the first one introduced the characters. The second one, you don't got to do that again. You know the characters. Exactly. Introduce the villain or the issue or the conflict and just go with it. So that's kind of the only real difference I should see between a first, second, and a third movie. And I think pretty decent points on your end too. But
That's a great point too about you don't need the character introduction. And that's such... that's such a big tool to have in your tool belt as a creator. You know, you don't have to establish characters. You don't have to let the audience get a feel for your movie. I'm thinking of things specifically like Deadpool, you know?
Yeah.
That was a movie, and I don't want to go back to superheroes, but it's a Nerd Chambers production. We're going to be nerdy. But that was a movie where it's sort of a different thing. And so you kind of have to let the audience sort of settle into that universe. You can't just come out just insanely wacky and kind of way, way, way out there, because then you're going to lose some people. I shouldn't say you can't. You can, but it's a little bit risky. So when you have that first movie to let people get immersed in your universe and the introduction of the characters, you can just get going with that second movie, because you know the people who are here have already gone through that. The people that are here have been introduced to these characters. And that's such a useful tool that doesn't get utilized well enough. And I'm thinking of something like Rocky 2, because Rocky has a lot of introduction in it. Rocky 2, you don't need that, so you can get right to the extravagant, you know, the fight and the characters. And you don't have to let the audience get introduced to that. So I think that's a very good point. And I want to lead that into asking you the same question. What makes a good reboot or remake, not so much sequels?
Yes. I'll go and kind of try to stick more on the reboot side of it, because I mean, I kind of feel like you mentioned it very well in a previous episode. Remakes are borderline kind of that shot for shot retelling a story with kind of updated visuals, graphics, that kind of stuff. You know, we've seen a lot with Disney lately with the live action films, trying to stay as true to the moment of the source material. With a reboot, though, the thing that makes it good is understanding its universe, using the source material properly, giving it a little bit different flair to it, though. It doesn't need to be a shot for shot or have all the same characters in the old one. For example, Mortal Kombat did a pretty good job of it. They did bring in a lot of characters from the original, like 1995 one, you know, seeing characters like Goro and Reptile, and I think Sonya's in it, and Liu Kang, a lot of characters. But there are additions to different characters we never saw. There's different, slightly different story to it. And you don't have to follow the same exact story to a T. Certain times, you know, comic book movies, superhero stuff like that, it is a little more difficult to stray away from that. Let's talk about Spider-Man for a second. There's been 3 reboots of it now. And the first 2 was very introduction. This is a boy, nerdy, picked on at school. His uncle and his aunt are the 2 closest people to him. His uncle dies. He gets superpowers and he saves the world. The third sequence with Tom Holland, I thought it did a lot better job of that, because they didn't reintroduce Spider-Man really to us. It was kind of like, hey, here's this boy that has superpowers. We're not going to do the whole he's getting bitten by a spider and now his uncle dies and all that kind of stuff again. And it was kind of nice they were able to do that thanks to the Marvel Universe. They were able to kind of throw characters in, and because practically everyone who knows what a superhero is knows who Spider-Man is. And sometimes you can really get away with it thanks to stuff like Marvel, and they can kind of, you know, retry things without fully hitting the reset button. So, yeah, I mean, I guess for me, just a big thing to it is stick to the source material to an extent. Make it feel a little different and new. Make it its own movie, but use the same, relatively the same characters and the same, like, theme to a movie.
Yeah, I love that. And I love the first thing you said, too, of understanding your universe. I think that's so, so critical to doing a successful reboot. Because like you said, you don't need to tell the same story again. Matter of fact, if you do that, most people are going to be bored because they've seen the story. Unless it's a situation like a, I don't know, like a cheaper by the dozen thing where you're taking a movie that was 60 years old that people forgot about. In that case, maybe retell the story. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, you can just make a new story, but as long as you understand your universe, you understand what's happening here, and more importantly, why, and even more important than that, the effect of those things, because that's what the audience clings to. That's why people love these things. You know, that's what us as viewers love getting lost in, is we get lost in the universe, especially in the world of any sort of superhero or sci-fi or fantasy. You love the world and the universe that is built there, and you want nothing more than to see your universe there have respect shown to it. So it can be different characters, different stories. You can even have stories that were told once that are told in a different way now. You know, this ending is different than what it used to be. But as long as you respect that source material, like you were saying, and you understand what's going on in that universe and why, then I think you can make a great reboot.
Yeah. No, this is, I feel like, one of those episodes where it was kind of nice because we do have a lot of the same feelings, because we've seen a decent amount of the same movies, and we've also been very disappointed by some of the same movies. So a lot of this episode, I feel, is going to be a lot of us kind of going back and forth, like, yeah, no, exactly. Like, that's exactly what it needs to be. But I don't think this is a very controversial topic, though. I think most people feel the same way. I don't think anyone out there is going to try to sit there and be like, yeah, Amazing Spider-Man 2 is, like, the perfect way to do a reboot. Nothing wrong with it. It's a fun movie, I'll be honest. But I don't think people are going to be out there just fighting, like, no, no, no. To make a good remake, you need to follow everything to a T, but mess it up even more. Like, so
that's true. These aren't exactly hot takes.
Yeah, exactly. It's a lot of kind of just breaking down kind of our thoughts of it. Of course, you know, if you have different thoughts, if you have the same thoughts, let us know in the comments. If you want to let us know maybe some of your favorite remakes, reboots, what's the other one? Sequels. Just let us know in the comments. You know, again, fun episode for this one. You know, we talked about it last week, kind of the opposite. Now kind of getting to dive in a little bit more today was fun, too. So
it's nice being nice.
Yeah, it can be.
Yeah, and like Brandon said, if we're talking about some of the ones we like and you hate them, let us know. If Mamma Mia 2 is not your thing, I understand. We can't all be educated like that, you know? That's just the way it goes. I'm kidding, obviously. But it was delightful. You can't leave. I left the theater just smiling. How can you hate that? But I'm not going to talk about that movie anymore. Brandon, why don't you tell the people where they can find us?
Yes, so the people can find us real nice and easy. They're nerdchambers.com. TheNerdChambers.com. Sorry, I had to reboot there. I'm done. TheNerdChambers.com. Oh, wow. That was terrible. All right, so if you want to find all of our content real nice and easy, all our articles go up on there. If, you know, you're on the Spotify, the Apple Podcasts, all stuff, listening to us right now, and you're like, I wonder what those dudes look like, TheNerdChambers.com, meet the team, go check it out. Or go on YouTube. You can watch the videos live on there. Leave a like, subscribe, whatever you want to do there. Thank you so much. And if you're listening to us and you're like, God, I hate these guys' faces, Spotify, all that kind of stuff, easy as well. And if you want to support the show, if you want to help us, support us, we got merch. I think Alex is
in the laundry. It's laundry day. I got sharks in tacos with laser. I'm sorry. It's still nerdy.
Yeah, that's dope. I like it.
It's laundry day.
TNC Honor, right there. Go ahead and support any of the shows you do enjoy. So, yeah, thank you so much for swinging by. It's been a lot of fun today. And we'll see you guys next week. I don't know what we're doing yet. I think we might do, like, Shrek. I think Shrek came out, like, 20 years ago or something like that. I'm pretty sure. So maybe we'll watch Shrek or something.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
We have small people on the screen, so I can go back to doing. I can go back to doing the points, too. Alex, Brandon, see you later. Maybe even for Shrek.
Oh.